Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on August 3rd, 2014. My name is Sucharita, and I'm happy to be facilitating this week's call. I'm in the deep south of India, so it was a little bit challenging to get connected on the internet. And if it does drop, I apologize in advance. I'll try to come on as soon as I can. So just be patient. Otherwise, we'll have to try to connect again next week. It's really a mystery as to why it's happening, although I'm in a bit of a jungle area in a village in Kumbakonam, which is where it all began, and meaning that where the world began. And that's what the people of this area believe. And they have, there's about 1,000 temples in a small area, a relatively small area. And as I mentioned in another program yesterday, the call that I was facilitating, is that the people here in historical times were ruled by these kings who built the temples because they knew that the power did not come just from their being in that bloodline. So, yes, they had the ancestral lineage, but then they built the temples to pray to the divine beings, the archetypes, to protect the people, protect the kingdoms, to be able to feed the people, bring rains when it was necessary. And they had all these advisors and high officials and like sages who could see, the seers. So they either are the ones who established these ancient spiritual techniques, as Dr. Pillai calls it, and being in this place is like being at the beginning. And I never understood what it meant. One second, somebody's, I think, Skyping me. No, it's okay. So I never understood what it meant when they were saying it, and then I did a little bit of research, because I'll be staying in this area for a little while. And I was called down from Delhi to bring a group of people on a naughty remedy trip. So those people who had their naughty readings done in the past 6 months, I think it is, that you should either get a proxy remedy, get somebody to do it here in India, which they do. They have a fantastic team here that goes out and does your remedies for you on your behalf if you can't make it to India. But these people were from Delhi, and as you know, or most of you know if you're listening in every week, that I have been spending a couple of months in Delhi and doing some classes and getting acquainted with the group there and getting them prepared to come down to Kumbakonam, which is southwest of where they are. And it's, as I said, it's quite a village-like experience, quite authentic Indian experience. So beautiful and lush, and the temples are so, so powerful. So there was 10 of us in a couple of temple travelers, these mini buses, and we went to 32 temples in all because we combined all our remedy trips, although some people had only two. They said, I'm going anyways. I want to be on this trip, and I will go. And so it was 7 days long, I think, 6 or 7 days long, and we were going from first thing in the morning to late at night, and it felt like a real pilgrimage for one, of course, because we're just going, it's so sacred, and we're stepping on into the places where our nadi was revealed to us, the sins or the patterns of behavior, the mistakes that we've made in the past lives that are continually showing up lifetime after lifetime, and they are almost like haunting us. We've done everything to change our lives now or to get rid of the destructive patterns or the things that are happening in our lives that we have no recourse or ability to turn around, no matter what we do. So when we go into these temples, you step down on the stones of the temple just at the gateway, and you know you're going into a vortex. You know by your own internal experience. And that energy courses through your body, and it reveals to you what you do. You know, you do some offerings, maybe a basket of fruit with some flowers, a coconut, like a puja that you see on Ashurveda, where they have it, the virtual puja. So in the light, and you light a ghee lamp, and sometimes you give a garland to the main deity of the temple, or a few deities of the temple. And so then when we went into these places, the people who were doing their remedies, they were at the front of the group. And then some of us, we still wanted to participate, so we had a community offering. And then we participated in that. And sometimes, like at the beginning, when we did the Makaral Temple, and we've talked about the Makaral Temple, that's the Tirne Lakanta Makaral Sivanama, the one you go to bust karma. Well, that was our first temple, and we all did individual pujas, and we all went for the walk around the sanctum. And we had some interesting things that happened. Some of the members had said, I want to do 108 rounds. And I've done that in the past with a couple of friends of mine. And it's not something that's easily done. And so I said to the group, I know you're really keen and everything, but we just stepped off the plane. We just drove for about 7 hours to get here into the south of India. And, you know, so just be careful. It's hot out, and we need to, you know, really take care and go slowly. And, well, of course, they had to find out for themselves. So they just went and did their own pace. And some people were tripping. Some people, it was so hot, their feet were melting and getting blisters and things like that. And what I found was, and I was walking along, and I was just, you know, trying to maintain a pace where I was encouraging people and just supporting them, because I wasn't really on a mission to do it. I had done it before, but my concern was the group, and just to keep their morale up, and don't worry if we can't do it all. So as it turned out, there were some little injuries, but in a way it was good, because it was signified in life what happens to us when we rush through life and we try to do shortcuts, and we can trip and make things to be even more complicated in the long run. So being on the spiritual path, karma is real. And these kinds of things that were happening to the people that were on the trip, and this was our first temple, I was just reflecting on it and thinking, you know, why is this happening? I was fine, and, you know, it was hot. Of course, it's hot in South India around noontime. However, you know, these types of, you know, really wild things that were happening, intense things that were happening, yet their mind was over the matter. They just were like so focused, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Some slowed down and then got to the realization that, okay, well, maybe it's not going to be 108. Then there was an acceptance. So you could see this whole process happening as we were going through this Makaral temple, which is, again, it's this powerful karma-busting temple. So what does that mean? It means that whenever you chant this mantra, and if you go there, you will really intensely shift the karma, but the karma will kick back. It won't let go of you easily. So you have to be really alert. And so that's what everyone found out when we continued on for the rest of the week. Everybody had to slow down. Everybody had to take their time. And what was really great is that they could, because they couldn't, they had their feet bandaged, and we had to go to lots of other temples. So we had to really go slowly and spend more time in the temples. everybody was okay with that because we saw so much more. We experienced so much more. So again, it's a reflection of our lives. We're so busy. You know, these people are from Delhi. It's a busy city. It's a metropolis, you know, cosmopolitan city. You know, people are working really hard to, you know, make a living and advance in their careers and professions and all the rest. And the spiritual is kind of like the spiritual practices are, oh, good, I want to do this, but I don't have time and I got to get it on to the next thing. And, they forget about their health or they ignore their health or they forget about their family or their relationships and things like that. So moving through the rest of the temples or the rest of those days, we spend a little longer, but we also experienced so much more on a deeper level. So when we slow down a little bit in life, then we can experience the spirit, the spiritual practices that we do, that energy coming in every moment. And you don't, it's not that you, can't do it faster. But this group in particular, everyone has a karma, and particularly we had a karma to go together and to go to these powerful temples. And the beauty of it was we really gelled as a group. We were doing meditations from temple to temple. Some temples were, you know, an hour away. Some were 15 minutes away. Some were 2 hours away. So during those periods where we were just driving, we went into meditations. And we really felt like Dr. Pillai's hand was on our bus, just making us to get to the next temple perfectly on time, where there was some sort of beautiful celebration, or the priests were just changing shifts and fresh ones came on and they were so happy to see us, and the ghee lamps were all prepared. There wasn't big crowds where 15 minutes before there were big crowds of people. So it was like Dr. Pillai had been, you know, guiding us energetically to make sure that we made it to each place and that we did the thing that we needed to do to propitiate the different deities. And some people stayed, took a little bit of time off, maybe a day or a half of a day and throughout the week because they didn't have temples to go to. But they definitely, they were praying. And they were praying really, really hard to do what? They really, really wanted to see Dr. Pillai. Now, I have no idea where he was. I heard that he was in the U.S., and then maybe he was in Singapore because it was Guru Purnima and he was staying in Singapore. Maybe he was going to Sri Lanka or India, somewhere else in India. So I didn't really know, and I didn't want to, put a pin in their balloon, you know, burst their bubble, as they say. But I just said, well, you just can keep praying. And it just kept coming stronger and stronger as the days went by that we're going to see him, we're going to see him. And they were so positive. And I was looking at their feet all bandaged up, and they were kind of tired, but they were just trucking through. And it was till late at night we wouldn't get back to the resort. We were staying in a beautiful resort down here, and they had great food. And, late at night we'd be pouring off the bus, empowered from the temple hopping. And who calls but Deepa, whose name is, it's her new name now, is Lalita. She called and she said, Dr. Pillai's on his way to the resort. I said, what? I said, we're in a temple. And she said, well, you know, how far are you away, this and that. So she said, okay, well, if you can make it by this time, he'll be there. I was like, oh, my God. So we rushed through this Muruga temple in Swami Malay, and he's the one, this temple is the one where he teaches his father Om. So there's a story where Shiva, Lord Shiva, forgets the meaning of Om. So he goes to his son Muruga, and he's, you know, can you teach me the meaning of Om? And he's like, I'll only teach you if I can be the teacher. And so Shiva says yes, okay. So he becomes Swami Nathan, which means he becomes the teacher of the father. So he teaches the meaning of Om, and that's where this temple is really powerful, in that it gets rid of the ego. It gets rid of really hard karmas, or protects from hard karmas that are coming, and then the Maya, the force that is dragging us down. So you have to go up 60 steps. And this is like at the end of a long day. And I said, okay, you guys, this is the good news. This is what we got to do. You got to go up these 60 stairs, and their little feet hurting and things like that. And it's quite steep as well. And so no problem. They were just like all positive. And then I said, the good news is that we're going to see Dr. Pillai. Oh my God, they were hopping up those steps like they didn't even, you know, didn't miss a beat. It was so, like, of course, you know. And then the remedy for the people who needed to do the remedy there. They had to light lamps according to the number of lamps according to their age. So they're like, oh man, this is going to take forever. But we were just praying. Everybody was standing and just praying and being really patient. And, you know, how many ever lamps were lit. And then we went and did all the rounds at the deities. And we got in the bus. And again, it was like his hand was on the bus. It should have taken us longer. And we got to the resort a little bit ahead of time so that people could actually freshen up a little bit. And then I said, okay, so here's the etiquette with Dr. Pillai. He may decide to sit on the other side of the restaurant and have his dinner. And if he calls you over, that's fine. He may decide to sit with us, but at the end of the table. If he doesn't speak to you, that's fine. If he calls you over, that's fine. If he calls you and not the other person, or a few of you and not some of you, please don't be upset, because he's working on everyone accordingly. And then I said, and he may just sit in the middle of you and just like a father would at a dinner table, just have a conversation. And so they were all really good, and they just were open to whatever would happen. All they cared about was seeing him, because this was such a miracle and such a synchronistic event. And then we didn't even know, because sometimes, as we all know with Dr. Pillai, he could change his mind at the last minute and just go away. Turn around or maybe not even come. So there was no doubt. There was no negativity. There was no questioning. It was just what to do. Okay, go get cleaned up. Come to the dinner. You know, when he comes into the room, you stand up. So there was a lot of etiquette, which I forgot. That people don't know about how to be with a guru or a master. So it was really great in that respect that people were open to it. So what does Dr. Pillai do? He comes in. I sent a married couple who were in the group, and I said, please go to the reception area at the hotel desk and resort desk, and then you can walk with him, bring him down, escort him down to the dining hall. And so he came, and everybody was there, and we were all just like, okay, where is he going to sit? Well, he sat right in the midst of everyone. Hardly anyone ate. There was all this beautiful food, and they were just all like, you know, smiling and just so grateful that Dr. Pillai would have taken the time to just come and be with them. And I was sitting way back, kind of having a, you know, a big view of everything. And I was so happy inside of my heart, because these people were showing me that they had tremendous faith. They had utter positivity that was beyond a shadow of a doubt. They couldn't even doubt for 1 minute from the time that they started their temple tour. And all the long days, they just kept in mind, and all the temples they prayed, each and every one. And usually with a group, sometimes people get a little bit, the energy is so wacky sometimes, and the karmas are coming out, and people can be, you know, a little bit off, let's just say, and that can cause some kind of frictions. Nothing like that happened. Nothing, nothing, nothing. So it really showed me, after all these years of being with Dr. Fly, you know, a group that just prays together, really stays together, and the divine shows up. So that was a huge miracle. And thereafter, you know, Dr. Pillai took Deepa and I and Jyoti Maya to this place on Adi Amavasya, which is the new moon in the month of Adi, August. It's a Tamil month. And it's for ancestors. And I don't know if we've talked about the Karupaswami channeler, but it's someone who, we went to his temple, and thousands of people were lined up in this place, or not lined up, but they were gathering in this place, where this channeler who channels Karupaswami, who is the deity or archetype that is called the performer god. And you go to him, and he already knows why you're going there. You don't even have to say anything. He already knows. But, you know, he asks out of, just to show the crowd, like the people who are there. So he was pulling people out of the crowd from villages, from people were coming from all over the place in India. And so they would come, and they had really challenging things going on in their life. I was in tears half the time, like, just how could this be happening to people? And how could he help them? And so he was bringing these people up, pulling them out of the crowd and saying, you're from so-and-so, and you're coming here to ask me about this and that. And he was just creating miracles in the moment. And then also he had people who had been working with him over the past couple of years, and he completely turned their life around. People who had very severe diseases, like no hope to come out of it, were totally cured and just beautiful, you know, glowing. Young people who would not have made it without his help. And he kept saying in Tamil that the language here is that, you know, the main thing is these people have faith. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to bring the divine through this channel, this Karupaswami channel, who is this protector god, performer god. He just goes and does the thing. And that brings justice. He brings righteousness where, yes, we all have challenging karmas. But do we have to spend a lifetime to suffer? So if we surrender to the divine hears our cries, and then someone like this can be made available. Here I am from Canada, Toronto, Canada, and I'm on the other side of the world in the deep south of India on a new moon in an ancestor day where only 3 times out of the year can you really get the blessings from your ancestors. And then Dr. Pillai was translating for us, you know, what was going on. And this was going on hour after hour after hour. And so I was thinking, oh, my God, Dr. Pillai, he just is so amazing in that he's with at least all these people, all these thousands of people. And I was reflecting on that. Like, he's so patient. He's so alert to everything that or anything that can help people around the world. He's a teacher, master, guru, who is very practical. He doesn't want us to just get on the spiritual path and then space out. He wants us to really use what has been out there and is out there, but you have to have divine grace to find it. And then, of course, Dr. Pillai knows that not everybody can jump in, you know, jump on a plane and go and get this thing done. So he's making it available. I mean, we have the service through Astrovet. You can get a Karupaswami reading, or you can get Ancestor Tarpanam done through this, through Astrovet services. Or sometimes through Pillai Center as well, during these power times where we can propitiate the ancestors. So at the end of it all, I I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be just like dead after, so exhausted after all of this. And the thing was, I was quite tired because I was only getting about, my gosh, maybe 3 or 4 hours sleep a night. And then going all day in the hot sun and on the bus and, you know, having to be really alert and responsible for everybody. But it was like I didn't even exist. It was like this energy in me that was just saying, you know, you have to do this, not in a way that it's, you know, I am kicking and screaming against it. It was just like, you have to do this. So I reflected in my life that where I've stopped in my life because I've thought, oh, I'm too tired or I just can't do this or it's too much for me. And what I really got was, no matter how much my feet hurt or how long I was sitting in this thousands of people, like just almost being, you know, you can imagine the energy of people who were there. They were suffering and they really wanted to get this reading, and it was very, you know, lots of excitement and at some of the times, and there was a little bit of, they put on a performance, so there was like, you know, loud music and things like that that they were playing, and I just kept looking at Dr. Plan. I was like, oh my God, he's just so amazing. He just is so gracious and so humble, and he's just there to make sure that whatever, wherever the divine is, it's going to be, he's opening up that vortex for the people to get healed, for this reader to get empowered to do more. And so in our lives, when we are getting these blessings coming together on a Sunday with, say, for example, this call, or if you're doing another program with Pillai Center, even if it's a self-study, and you're propitiating the archetypes and the divine beings, go online and read about them. Go on to Ashurved and read more about it. And also, you know, do your avatar arti, the one that we'll do today during our meditation, where we'll propitiate Dr. Pillai, because he is a very divine being. And he's more than a teacher. He's more than a spiritual master. It's been revealed in his nadis for so many years, over a couple of decades anyways, than I've known him, that he was reluctant to, you know, to take it on in, or to reveal it to people what his job is to do. And more will be revealed, but I just want to close this introduction with, we're so blessed. We're so blessed to be able to come together as a global community. Our souls know that he will be guiding us, and he will be helping not only the people who are coming to him for their help to resolve their problems, he's going to be communicating with people in positions of power, government, education, science, technology, and also all this esoteric knowledge and all these sacred technologies. He's meeting people like this Karpaswami channeler who have been waiting for him to reveal to the world all these wonderful blessings that are available and the support that is available. And the nadis, getting your nadi reading, will totally, totally transform your life. And again, as I mentioned, you don't have to go to India, but coming here is incredible. And, you know, the experience you will have will be totally life-transforming, life-affirming, life-affirming. If you've lost faith, you will get it. And it's not logical. Amazing things happen. I'm hoping that I can get the testimonials from the members who just were on this trip If I do, I have gotten their testimonials. They've sent me some wonderful messages and thanks and things like that. So I'll ask them if I can share that with the community here, and hopefully that will inspire some of you maybe to come to India. I'm going to be here for a little while, and I'm happy to do another tour with people who want to do that. And I think there will be one towards the end of August, although we'll keep you in touch every week. So if that's something you want to do, then send an email and let me know. And it won't be a 7-day one, because that was kind of long, but that was because we had a specific group of people that we were all wanted to go together, and we could go together. But there are people who have written me and phoned me subsequent to this call or to this tour, and they've said that, I can go for 4 or 5 days, maybe max. And so we can do a 4-day trip as well. And then it won't be 32 temples, but it'll be, how many ever people come. It'll be their amount of temples combined, and then we can do it over 4 days. And then because it's so worth it, so many of us go to, holidays where we kind of have to come back and have a holiday after that, a vacation. We go for vacation, and then we need a holiday after that vacation. We need to rest after our vacation, and it has been, unconscious. So this is consciousness at its best. It's all about you, each and every one. The soul knows what it wants to do. But just to go into this meditation now that we'll do together as a group, just imagine yourself meeting Gautaplai. If you've met him before, that's fine. But meeting him again. Whenever I see him, it's always like seeing him for the first time. He hits my consciousness at a deeper level each time, so it's always going in. I always experience his teachings or his advice from a beginner mind. I just completely open to whatever he's going to share with me or whatever he's advised me to do. And it's amazing. It's so amazing. And he was so happy with the group. He was so happy with everyone who is taking any of his programs, because that's how he can connect with all of us and then guide us from there. So if you, when you go into this meditation today or tonight, wherever you are in the world, just imagine him being, beaming you and being with you and energizing every thought that you have about your life, cleansing it in a way that, you can just release your problems. Because one of the things that the members had said on this trip was, Dr. Pillai, what is the best meditation to do? I have so many meditations. I've been watching you on the YouTube. I've been taking your programs and meditating and coming together in the community. What is the best meditation? And he was giving, for wealth, you want to do Srimrazi, for attracting relationship clean, all the things that he's told us and that we've been practicing here in Sundays with Sucharita. And he said, however, the easiest and the most powerful, if you can't have a breakthrough doing all the other stuff, is to light a candle in front of my picture, a ghee lamp. And he just said, put some incense, maybe put a flower if you can, maybe a piece of fruit or a raisin, and just sit there. And you can tell me your problems. You can write on a piece of paper and leave the paper there, a sticky note. And then you just cry. You will sit and you will tell me your problems and you will start to cry. And what that will mean is that you've totally opened up. You've opened up to the possibility that there is only going to be divine intervention that will solve the problem. So if you're giving your problem to any archetype or Dr. Pillai, And then you're saying, but I want to do it, fix it my way. Then you haven't completely surrendered. When you cry, he said, then the divine will respond immediately. Immediately. So if you are going in your meditation and you feel welling up inside of you, that's a good sign. It's a very, very good sign. And not everybody will, and that's okay too. Because sometimes, you know, the planets are favorable, things are good, and you don't have that experience. I was sitting in front of him, and he was talking on the phone, and he called me to his room, and he said, okay, take some notes. I want to tell you what you're going to do, your next assignment. So I'm scrambling for my glasses and I'm scrambling for my pen and things. And then I just sat there and he was talking to somebody, someone had called. And so I just sat there and I was just staring. And I wasn't really staring at him, any, you know, in this, at his face or anything like that. I was just kind of like going into this blank stare. And I thought, oh my God, I got to be interested in that. I started doing all this. Oh my God, I got to be conscious. And all of a sudden, the moment I went into Shashamna, the moment I just did Auma Om Namah Shivaya, like the 1 minute meditation, opened the chakras, relaxed, I just started to bawl my head off. Like tears were pouring. It was like I had completely logged on to the divine in front of this being who's just looks like a person talking on the phone. But really, that was a, you know, a head fake. So for all of us, you know, and then thereafter, I took my notes and all, you know, went off and did my thing, and then Dr. Pai left, and I haven't seen him since. But all my meditations thereafter have been so much deeper, so much richer. And the release is so much more fulfilling and that more rewarding in that it's like there's space now. There's space to let go and then allow the divine to come in. And if tears are there, they're there. If not, that's fine too. But the sticky pad is the sticky note is there with my problems. And I just put them at his feet, at this picture, and just say, you have to fix these problems. So, with that long introduction, those of you who need to go, thanks for joining this week, and please listen to the rest of the recording to find out what lies ahead this coming week. The next couple of days, 8th and 9th moons, aren't the greatest moons to be doing anything too important, like signing contracts or important meetings, talks like that. So maybe you can delay it till Wednesday. And then that way you'll be in the clear to do more of those kinds of things with greater ease and success. So slowly, slowly come back to those people who are going to stay on the line. I'm going to open the line and see if anyone has any questions. Maybe, I don't know if Radha's on the call. Thanks to Radha, she did the transit for the sun this week. This month. And then last weekend, we couldn't get on because I was in, didn't have internet connection. But, so if you didn't listen to that, it's posted to the blog. But if Radha is here, maybe Radha, you want to say a little bit about the highlights? I'm just going to open the line. Yeah, so what you need to do is just press *6, anyone that can do that, and then can ask a question or... share something.
Hey, Sucharita, it's Radha.
Hey, Radha, you're here. Yay.
Hi, and hi everyone, and glad you're back, Sucharita. It was really great to hear about your mystical travels.
Thank you. Thank you. Did you want to share anything about the transit, maybe the highlights of what we need to look out for the sun, at least this month, what we should focus on?
Well, I think a big highlight are these Fridays when the goddess is so powerful. And the one that's coming up this Friday is going to be it's going to be a Pradosham, so karma busting time. And it's a Friday, which is day associated with the goddesses, and it's also associated. Lakshmi will be very powerful, the goddess of wealth. So it's like a day for dissolving poverty consciousness or scarcity consciousness and creating prosperity.
Fantastic.
So it would be a good day to do the Pradosham rituals, definitely, and also honor the goddess. It's goddess Varalakshmi, the goddess who grants boons.
So, what do you mean by that? Like the goddess who grants boons. So, if we ask.
Yeah, like blessings, and all of these Fridays in this month are really powerful for connecting with the goddess. But then this one happens every year. Sometimes I go to a local Hindu temple on this day, and they always have a special thing for Goddess Lakshmi on this day. So this is a really special one.
Oh, that's great to do. Now, what if we don't have a temple in our area?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely not necessary to go to the temple because if you can have, like a picture of Goddess Lakshmi, or maybe you have a yantra statue too. So this is a great time to chant her mantra, Shrim Brzee. And if you have the yantra or the statue, you can hydrate it by pouring the water, milk, orange juice on it. And then offer the light to the candlelight to it, and just as you were mentioning earlier, offering the candlelight, an incense, a flower, pink flowers for the goddess, and like a fruit or like a candy, something sweet. Yeah.
And then it's coming into the full moon too, right? Which is also for Goddess Lakshmi.
Yeah, this Saturday in North America. And this one is going to be Lord Hayagriva's birthday. And he's the horse-headed form of Vishnu who brings the highest intelligence. He's like the teacher of the goddess Saraswati, the goddess of intelligence and technology. And so yeah, that's a really good day too to increase for students, but or for anyone who's wanting to increase your knowledge and wisdom.
Yeah, and also to get clarity. There's a lot of people were saying to me, I feel really foggy, or I just feel like I'm scattered. And that is like a common thing that happens because we're so on hyperdrive, aren't we? Like we've just got to get through our day. We have so much to do for our work and then the kids and relationships, all the rest. It can just be overwhelming. And so on this time of the year, it's a really powerful month to get the blessings from the goddess. So the goddess gives you a lot of power and energy, and then gives you boons, like you said, which is if you've been working on Shrim Brzee and it's not been, bearing the fruit or giving you the results that you want, this is when it gets amplified. So, doing it on a Pradosham day, you're getting clearing done, plus you're empowering it, and it is being empowered because this is the time of the year where the goddess's energy is really powerful on Fridays. And then praying to Lord Hayagriva, as you said, is the overlord or the teacher of Saraswati. So it gives, you get the blessings once a year to get the teachings of intelligence, of clarity. Clarity, again, as we've mentioned, Dr. Ply has said this many times, and we keep hammering it home too, is that when we are clear, then we can create. Ideas come to us. Things will happen without too much struggle. We're out of nowhere. We can gain the intelligence. So just having that in mind, and then you know, participating, as you said, either in rituals or remedies at home, or you can do it through Astro Better Ply Center. There's lots of things going on there. And I encourage everyone to continue to go and read about this, because as Dr. Ply says, it's like mesotherapy. And being here in the deep south of India, oh my God, the temples that you walk into, yes, they have a historical account or, you know, perspective from the kings and the saints who visited these places, or maybe perhaps, you know, did some miracles there. You actually step into that vortex, and ritual is so important in our life. You know, imagine if you didn't get up and take a shower every day and, you know, eat your breakfast, and everybody has a certain routine or ritual. And then when you get on the spiritual path and you do these things that we've shared, you know, the hydration or abhishekam or offering the light, it might seem to some people that's really strange. It certainly was for me in the beginning. But now when I'm going to these temples and I'm taking people who it's for their first time, even though they're Indian origin, they're Native Indians, they have not had the teachings from Dr. Ply or any guru, for that matter, that has given them the science and the technology, or science behind this technology, and the mysticism, or that empowerment coming from the alchemy, meaning that when you show the light, it doesn't mean just showing a light. All of a sudden, this energy will come blasting out of the statue or the picture that you have at home. And even if you have been doing it and nothing's been happening, this time is a really powerful time, because Jupiter is in Cancer right now. And that's where the sun is as well. So there's a lot of, you know, even though it says Jupiter is combust with the sun, Jupiter is exalted in Cancer, the sign of the moon. So you've got the sun, the moon, Jupiter. If you can handle those energies and internalize them, even though maybe from an astrological perspective, it might seem to be a bit of a party going on, you can just imagine Dr. Ply, who is the sun, Bhaskaran meaning the sun, and he is Guru Jupiter, and he is trying to clear our minds. So if you just keep it at that level, and then being in the sign of Cancer, which is the sign of the mother or the goddess or the queen of the chart, it will bring in this royalty consciousness, this self-esteem that you haven't felt that you've had, because it's at the soul level. The mind is so tricky, it will always make us to go negative. It just is that. It will just twist things around. So when Jupiter is there, the sun is there in the moon sign, and it's bringing this intelligence, and it's during the goddess month, Adi, the month of Adi, this is a time where you can really, as it's mentioned in Astroveda, the king is in the queen's chamber. So you can really get the blessings by feeling that nurturing energy, that intelligence coming up. So I think that's all I wanted to say about that. Radha, anything else that you wanted to share about the sun being in Cancer?
No, I think you touched on the important parts there. That was great. Thank you.
Oh, good. Well, I really appreciate you doing the call, and because I think there was also a hangout or something that Dr. Ply was doing, and then the post-Guru Purnima call that people could join. So that was really, it's been such a blessing to have you doing these calls, and thanks for putting that recording together so that everyone would have it, even though the call didn't take place on that day.
Sure, you're very welcome.
Did you want to share anything else about what's going on with you in this month? Have you been feeling the goddess energy or?
Well, yes, I have, but I have been feeling maybe not that great, maybe because the Sun, Jupiter, and Mercury now are all in my 12th house, so it seems to be putting a lot of pressure on me. 12th house is associated with enlightenment, which is good, but also loss and expenses. Yeah.
Now, I just see in the... I see in the calendar that Venus is going to be entering Cancer. Is that a good thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think Venus will be powerful in Cancer. There are a lot of planets there, but yeah, definitely.
Because that's the goddess Lakshmi, she's the overlord of Venus. So, again, it's just happening right before that Bar Lakshmi Pradosham.
Yeah, so, yeah, like on the same day even.
Yeah, yeah. So there's,
the day before.
Yeah. So it's good to talk about this because, again, as people have been trying to do Sri Imbrazi and they haven't been getting the results, keep going. You know, and then do that thing that Dr. Pillai had said. If you've done everything, continue to do it. Continue to do your mantras and things like that. You know, your practices, because that lays down the foundation. But the most powerful thing is to offer to his picture the light, the incense, the fruit or flower. If you don't have all that, at least the light. Everybody can get a candlelight. And you will feel incredible things happening in your life. Already the people that were on the trip and they went home and they had ailing parents, some of them. One person's parent ended up in the hospital while they were on the trip and she was really shaken up by it. It was the last day of the trip, or pretty much the last day. But she was sitting beside Dr. Pillai. And I don't know how she got over there because she was way at the other end with me at the table. I had stepped over to arrange the meals to come. And then she was sitting right beside him and she just had this moment with Dr. Pillai and just said, can you please bless my father? And then that's when he had talked about, just tell me your problems in the picture. And she went home and her father was released and she said it was an absolute miracle. So we can't, if you just do these simple things without too much thinking, we overthink, and then that causes us to, you know, get caught up in something that is so ruled by the mind. So that simple practice will empower your mantras to go deeper and also so that you'll be vibrating with them. And maybe too, Radha, I just looked at Nagapanchami. That was last Friday this week, right? At least here in India. And Nagapanchami is a time where the snake planets have to be propitiated. And sometimes as they're working in our lives to clear past karmas and to help us to understand what we have to grow into, they can kind of bite us back, you know. So if we felt like, oh, you know, we've been going along smoothly and then all of a sudden we feel like there's some sort of struggle or some biting or some poison in thoughts or whatever, or like a snake would do to strangulating us, you know, like slowly. So just come out of that, you know. Praying to Durga is really empowering. Today, I was just invited down the street to the Homa Center here in Kumbakonam, where more of the Ashtaved Homas will be done. And there was 9 priests there, and they said, come over to Deepa and I to sit with them and do the Sankalpa, the first part of the prayer. And it's still going on, and it will go on until midnight. So they're chanting in this village just down the street from here. And they're doing a powerful Chandi Homa on the eighth moon, and it was sponsored by someone in the neighborhood here. And so the vibrations here are going to be incredible. So if you can tap into that energy, knowing it's here, because the energy where anyone is praying, especially in this thousand temple place, where all the deities or the archetypes associated with the goddess Durga or Chandi or Kali, these are the demon-killing goddesses, just cry to them. They are going to be really radiating that energy out. Because as these sounds go into the ether and these priests chant, and they're so beautiful, I was almost intoxicated by the energy that was moving, and we were just there for maybe an hour or so, but it will go on and on till midnight probably, and then they'll have a cow puja, or gao puja they call it, tomorrow, first thing in the morning, and that is getting the blessings from the goddess Lakshmi. So knowing this is going on, when you're doing the prayers to Durga, and you don't have to memorize the mantra, but just say doom, 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 D-H-U-M. And that sound and the red light, or if you know what her form looks like with all her wild weapons and everything, and we've talked about her before, she's just so peaceful. And so if we can get into that state where just surrender it, all the stuff, and ask for all the poison to be released. She's the overlord of Rahu. So it's just release all that. The overlord of Ketu is Ganesha. Just pray to Ganesha, the orangish reddish light, to dissolve away your problems. So if you think of it more of a, or you visualize it, or imagine it, or pray to it, or contemplate on it, or meditate on it, any of the above, all of the above, then you will see it's a technology, it's a science, it's an experiment with energy. And as you allow it to move through you and know that it's going to be dissolving this other stuff, then that will break you free. So every week we get a chance to identify the energy that's going on that's been blocking us maybe in the past few days, but then not to dwell in it too much and say, oh, I've set back, or it will help you to find people who will help you, who all of a sudden those people will be there. You will be able to get insights from them. They will be coming, that will be Durga sending you help. It will be the divine sending you help. It will be Ganesha sending you help. So we're not just doing this out of, blind faith. There's a technology behind everything. And as this energy that radiates like a pebble in a pond here goes out to all these power spots, thousand temples, and connects the dots all around here, it's just like boom. It's like nuclear, as Dr. Ply says. It will just be exploding into the Akashic space. And that sound doom is in the Akashic. It's always there. It never will die. It will never go away. It will always be there. So, but when it gets activated, it can amplify in the space. That's why the sages and the saints and people who just go away to clear their mind, they usually go somewhere where it's not too many people around, because then the thought forms aren't there clouding things up. There's not loud noises, loud music, loud traffic, this and that. So if you've been having, a bit of a funky time, it could be that, Rahu Ketu just transited, and then Nag Panchami is also just at the tail end, no pun intended, but just kind of flicking us, right? So we want to pray to Goddess Durga, and which we did today, and then the rest of the goddesses to kind of nurture us and show us who will come and help us and support us and be there for us and empower us, encourage us, and then be open. And not only that, to be open to it, because the doors are opening. It's just, are we willing to allow people to help us? Rod, are you there?
Yes, thank you. That was really helpful. That I really appreciate that. Oh, and I just wanted to mention what I said about the planets being on my 12th house, that it won't be the same for everyone on the call. It'll be different for everyone depending on what your personal chart is. And so other people might be their 4th house or their 1st house. So I just wanted to mention that. And I am doing this ritual that is helping me because Jupiter being in my 12th houses of expenses, Jupiter is an energy that tends to expand. But I don't want Jupiter to expand my expenses. I want him to expand enlightenment, but not expenses. And so what I've been doing is every Thursday morning, first thing, I've been going and making like a little donation online to Tripura Foundation to help the kids and to help all, you know, whatever program that they do. And it's just a small donation. It's whatever feels really comfortable and doable for me that week. And just doing that in the morning, I feel like that's really helped because that's actually a ritual a remedy where, you know, I could give the money to charity and it goes and does something really good instead of, you know, just losing it through unexpected expenses.
That is fantastic because Jupiter too is also brings intelligence. So if you can bring intelligence, because that's what Hope Centers are all about—the phonemic intelligence through Tripura, right? It promotes all that in the Hope Centers and in all the programs there. And that's Jupiter is also Guru. So you know our teachers giving us this opportunity to hey, if it is in your 12th house or if it's in any house. Where, you know, maybe it's not in a favorable house for you, not you, Radha, but anyone. And so if we can do that, it's going to be kind of like paying it forward, where the expense of paying it forward is going to a good cause, and then the return is just thousandfold on the soul level. But also, when Jupiter transits the following year, you kind of get it all back. Right, because it goes into your first house, which just expands, you know, your personality, and it makes you more presentable, or more people are attracted to you. They feel enlightened, you know, lighter around you, and that can, you know, lead to networking and new opportunities. So you're kind of doing an investment type, which is it's great. That's the consciousness that Dr. Pillai talks about with astrology. Just know the heads up, and you know how to navigate. And in the long, as the sun, the planet moves into the next sign, you will have done the steps to invest in that next movement. So you can kind of always be one step ahead of the game. It's great, great, and I'm so glad that you thought about that. Fantastic.
Thanks. And I think I've talked enough, so it'll be great to hear from other folks on the line now.
Sure. Thanks, Radha.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, so you just need to press *6 if you want to jump on. Anybody? Ask a question or share your experience. There's programs coming out. The Timeline Jumping Program is offered through Pillai Center now. It's a self-study, I believe.
Hi,
and,
Susan.
Yeah? Yes, Susan, how are you?
Hi, Ramya. I can't forget what...
Oh, Ramya, right, right.
Yeah. I just have a question. It's, again, about access to stuff. Are these calls taped that we can hear them again? And the meditations and stuff, because I can't find any of this stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
I joined the blog, and there's something written. Yeah.
If you scroll down on the blog, you should see there will be some options there that says there's a recording of the call or the meditation has the date. Can you see that?
Well, I'm not online. I'm just on the phone.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're on the phone. Okay, so when you go online, just go to the blog and then scroll down to the bottom of that page, and then you'll see a bunch of dates.
Okay.
For previous previous.
I think some of the links may be messed up or something, because most of the time I get a sign-up page for you. I can't get to the actual blog. I must be putting in the wrong thing again still. Isn't it just polite
okay.
in a blog?
No. Well, it is, but I think, let me just see who's on here. Yavna, are you on the line? I don't know if Yavna's on.
Yeah.
She sends. Yavna, are you there?
Yeah, there I am. But I also always have a problem with that. So I'm going online right now to see what I can see. I'm always going to AstroVet, and it's Pillai Center, I believe. So let me
Are
get
you not
there.
Sending those links in the email?
Yes. They should be in the email.
You're not sending links to the back of the blog, because I've gotten many of your emails with the synopsis of everything.
Yeah.
There's no links back to the blog. You send a lot of links to other things, but not back to the blog. So I think you should remember to try to put that in.
Okay. I'll have Alex do that.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Because I think what's happening too, you both of you and everyone, is that we had an old Sundays with Sucharita and then now a new one. So maybe there's broken links on the old one. But the new one, I think, should be functioning properly.
So that's a good question. I'm at the Pillai Center homepage, and I don't see anything on here that says blog.
No, there's nothing on there. You have to find it yourself. That's the problem.
Hide and seek here. Okay. Well, definitely we will get blog cross referenced.
Great. I think Rod has just posted something. If you click on the B symbol at the top left hand corner of PillaiCenter.com, you should get to blog.
Okay, I'll look at it. I can't write in a second. But.
On the what? On the top left-hand corner?
There's a B symbol. Like a B,
the
letter B.
Right, I don't see that on my, unless I'm blind here. No, I've got, is it in an orange box?
Is it orange, Rada?
And it looks like an 8, sort of. Let's see. Yes, that's the
probably.
One. It's in an orange box.
Okay.
And it kind of looks like an 8. And there's the Sucharita. I'm going to go there right now. Okay, I'm there. Click here to be. And then it says click here to be redirected.
Oh, I see. Rod has just told me that this is not very up-to-date. The last entry is from May. So Yavna, if you can ask Alex to put the link in for the new Sundays with Sucharita blog, and that's where you can see the recordings.
Okay. I've got it up here. It's Sun in Cancer. It's July 20th is the last, post here.
Maybe they've updated. Great.
Yeah. It's there.
Okay.
I mean,
so
the last one is there.
Okay, so maybe we'll just stick that in the
in the newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, in the email.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Done.
In the email, yes.
Okay,
got it. Thanks. Yeah. Agna.
Yes. You're welcome.
Ramya?
Yeah, I'm here. thanks.
Ramya,
I'll look again when I get on and see. So at this point, if I don't get the email till the synopsis comes out or whatever, I can go to the Pillai Center and there's going to be a little symbol. It looks like an H or a B in the left corner, top
upper
corner.
Left. Right.
Okay, and I'll click on that, and it'll take me there. Okay, good.
And then that will redirect you. Once you go to that one, then you have to be redirected. So, but it's very clear on that sheet at the bottom.
Okay, that's fine. All righty. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for these. I really appreciate your work.
Oh, you're very welcome. And your week is going well, Ramya?
Yeah, I mean, I'm experiencing sort of feeling like I'm I've been experiencing this since I got back from India, though, kind of. I can't get focused. I don't know what's going on, but I'm having a really hard time getting anything done.
Yeah, well, that's
I'm scatterbrained. I'm scatterbrained, and I can't seem to get it under control very good. So I guess something's just going on that's, you know, getting processed or something. Plus, I'm having very interesting sensations in my brain. So I think that stuff's going on. You know, I don't know how to describe what they feel like, but they're just, I don't know. It's hard to say, but I mean, I know something's going on.
Well, it usually happens when you come back from India and you integrate. It's true. And you're doing pretty good. Some people really fall apart. So kudos to you. So you might feel a little bit scattered, but that's kind of what we need to do, right? We need to scatter our brains, the neurons that we've, the tracks that we've laid down that is, you know, how making us to think certain ways, and then those thoughts result in actions, and then those actions maybe aren't so favorable. So we have to be a little bit scatterbrained, but just stick with it. Try to do your practice as often as you can. And also, just when you know that if you're feeling this way, then just write more. So write your goals down more. Make lists. So try to get more focused. Do the steps that will get you more focused. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's good.
And then just pray for that, too.
Well, that would be a good idea, because I didn't do that.
Yeah. And then try, and Ramya.
Yeah.
Ramya, I have a little challenge for you, if you'd like to accept this challenge.
Sure.
You know, do the offering of the light to Dr. Pillai, and then tell us how it goes.
I do that every day, twice a day, actually.
Yeah.
So
ask for the clarity.
Okay. That's good. I haven't asked.
Specifically that.
Okay. That's good.
Okay.
I will. And I'll let you know.
All right.
Okay,
great.
Thanks a lot. All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Is there anyone else who wants to share or ask a question? So the week ahead, we have as I mentioned, the 8th and the 9th moons are not the best moons for doing important things or signing contracts, things like that. Oh, somebody's there?
Yes, hi. I
have
a question. Minerva.
Sure. Hey, Minerva.
I have a question. The exercise that you said to do with Dr. Palau's picture, can that be used for, like, any situation, like health problems, anything?
Anything.
Something specific.
Okay. Anything.
So I have a list of things. You said flowers, something sweet to offer in front of the picture, and then you write your problems or intentions down before the picture and a candlelight?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Okay. Yes, and if you have some incense, that would be great too, but candlelight is the minimum.
Incense. Okay. So this is my first time actually trying it.
Oh. Oh, great.
So, And I did your meditation today. They are really great. And I've been listening to your meditations before, so, and I really missed you guys last week.
If everything else, and it hasn't, you know, taken shape or,
okay, it's okay. I've been following for a couple of months now.
Aww. Where are you calling from?
New York City. Hello?
Great. Yes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I'm in New York City, Queens, New York. And I found a lot of benefit from following his teachings, and I've been doing the mantras. So it's just some personal, I think, things are coming up that need to be dealt with now.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to try, like, something revolving around health, and then I heard your talk this morning, so I said, well, I'll try this, too. And see what happens. So I'll give you an update.
Oh, that would be great, Minerva, and I wish you all the best.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, so writing, even if you don't write a story about, you don't have to write a story or a paragraph, you can just write the word perfect health.
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
This is Nanya. How are you?
Nanya, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I was trying to get to the point where you had a break so I wouldn't interrupt you in any way. I don't really like doing it, even though you do say to go ahead and interrupt you. I don't like doing it.
Go ahead.
But, okay. I have a quick question. I keep, you know, I kind of connect more with Karupa Sami. And I have a picture of him in my vehicle. And I know that he comes to the earth plane every day at 8:20 p.m. And what I want to know is it an hour that he stays? Or what do you know by any chance what's the time or how long? Like if I don't get off of my candlelight at 8:20, about how long does he stay?
Well, that's a good question. The one thing that I will answer is at 8:20, that's where you can just acknowledge. If you don't have a light, you can imagine a light. You know, so you're acknowledging because that seems to be programmed in you. So 8:20 is the time where you can start to acknowledge. And then throughout that hour or so, or maybe even for the rest of that period where, you know, you say, internally you say, I'm going to get to do the ritual or do the chanting or whatever it is that you've decided to do. So, I mean, people who really resonate with Karupa Sami, you'll be singing the mantra all the time or you'll be thinking about him all the time. And it's not because you're choosing to. It's because you've opened yourself up to that and that energy will come, just like any other deity. But 8:20 is the time, as you said, every night, if people can tune in to that energy, and especially on new moons, on new moon days every month, yeah.
Okay, because I do feel that way. Like, last night, it was past 8:20, but for some reason, it came in my head, oh, wait a minute, I got to, you start thinking about him. So I was thinking about him even during the times when I didn't make it right at 8:20. Like 8:40, I go ahead and still light a candle, or do the prayer, but I didn't know how long he stays. Does he stay the rest of the night until 12, you know, at night, midnight, or is it just that 1 hour? But, okay.
It could be that.
Would it answer my question?
Great.
So thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to trying to be on one of those trips, either the one in August or the one in September. So I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Awesome, Nanya. I'd love to see you.
You wanted to end your trip. So. Well, thank you very much. You have a nice day.
Okay, you have a great week, too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. So it looks like from about Wednesday onward, if you haven't had a money miracle, Ekadashi or 11th moon is for Vishnu's energy, and it's also just a star, which is the overlord is Vishnu. So, and Wednesday is Vishnu's day because that's ruled by Mercury and Vishnu is the overlord. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and into the weekend, you can really get, if you've been working with Srimrazi or Om Namo Narayanaya, those, because those are consorts, the male and the female, for bringing wealth. So don't miss these days out of this part of the year where you can, you know, really reap the benefits of, you've been working with the mantras and they haven't been showing you the fruit, but you have 5 days to go on your internal pilgrimage and do, you know, really propitiate them. And ask Dr. Pillai in your meditation when you're offering the light to empower you to receive the highest blessings of the mantra, because the mantra is like it protects the mind. It destroys the negative energies. So if you do mantra work, then you are laying down the pathway to these divine beings to come and land into you and communicate with you on a different level than the monkey mind, which is all over the map. And then it also protects from forces that are going to, you know, cause you to be scattered or to be confused or to feel like, oh, I'm not getting anywhere. And then you'll want to give up just right before the time where it's going to bear the fruit. So it looks like this week from about Wednesday onwards, chanting Om Namo Narayanaya on Wednesday and maybe fasting on Wednesday. Fasting meaning if you can, from sunrise to sunset at least, you can just take some juices and water and maybe some, you know, some very light fruit, and then pray to Lord Vishnu to give you a money miracle. So many people over the years have said, I just did this during a time where Vishnu's energy was really powerful, prayed for a money miracle. It didn't come right on that day, but it came about, you know, a week later, and I associated with that time where I fasted and I just said, you know, I'm going to do this thing as an experiment. And then they got the money miracle. So, you know, faith is one thing, yeah, utter positivity, but also do the thing. Do the experiment. Experiment in your life. You know, and that will bring a sense of adventure and a sense of wonder. And sometimes I do these things and I totally forget. I just go, okay, yeah, I'm going to do this. And I, you know, I intensely do it and this is my intention. I write the goal. This is what I want. I remember the feeling as I'm looking into the picture of that deity or Dr. Pillai's picture. And I just say, okay, I'm at my wit's end, or I am just about to, you know, give up on this situation, or I have no, I don't understand what I need to do next. I'm confused. So I just want to leave this with you. And then all of a sudden it's like a relief to let go of all that stuff, carry on with the rest of the day or the week. And then then things start to shift. So surrender, as the masters say, or the saints, or, you know, depending on what your religious background is, you know, surrender is not a one-off. It's constantly, you're just surrendering all this stuff to divine beings. And they're so, so ready to help us. And you will see that, as Nanya said, I'm hoping to go either in August or September. It was just like these people that were hoping to go on this trip. And most of them, they couldn't get the time off work, or the money wasn't coming, or, you know, their husband, wife, kid got sick, mother got sick. And then all of a sudden, it was just like they just totally surrendered it, and then everything came together. And they were able to get the flight that they wanted and, you know, and so on, and the time off, and everybody was okay back home. And, you know, their workplace was fine. You know, doors will open up when you cry to the divine and you say, I'm willing to do this, but you got to make it happen. And then when you do something like that, like jump on a plane and go to the other side of the world and go to these places, these power spots, you're going into timelessness where the energy is only to empower you, to cleanse you from, release you from past crap, crappy life or blocks or whatever it is, and give you the empowerment to go home and get a new, fresh new start. So if that's what you want to do, that's an adventure. And whenever you put your adventure into spiritual adventures, especially with Dr. Pillai, oh my God, the doors open. Everything happens in a very, very miraculous way. So I invite you to go for it, if that's your calling, and if you can afford and the time and everything. But don't also let it stop you, because if it's your soul will just say it's going to happen, and then it will happen. So it'll be great to see you all at some point, somewhere in the world along the path that we're on. But it would be such an honor to take you to these spiritual vortexes that we were in, we're immersed in down here in the deep south. So, anything else that anyone wants to share or ask a question about? All right. Well, I appreciate all of you joining this week, and I am looking forward to sharing some more adventures that I am going to be partaking in, being here in India, and hopefully that will inspire you and you can feel the energy of the events that are going on and through the stories and experiences. And have a blessed week, and we will touch base on Sunday, if not before then, through other programs, if I see you in other programs as well. So take care and God bless. Bye-bye.